On July 3rd, 1994, 13 people were killed by a bombing in the metro system of the Azerbaijani capital of Baku. We often hear about state-sponsored terrorism. This may be a case of that. Baku, Azerbaijan. When you read of terrorism in the news, you sometimes come across the phrase state-sponsored terrorism. This neologism usually refers to incidents which can indeed be considered terrorist in nature, i.e. they are acts of serious violence, perpetrated in the furtherance of an underlying ideology, political, religious, or otherwise, and which receives some support or push from a state. This kind of terrorism is actually quite rare in my view. Very few terrorist groups receive any aid from a state, financial, logistical, or otherwise. Quite the contrary, states are usually taking the lead in fighting terrorist groups. Think of the US in the post-9/11 period, and its ill-christened war on terrorism. How much has been spent so far on this effort? I have seen estimates as high as $2 trillion. But back to this notion of state-sponsored terrorism. When you hear of that term, I'm sure your thoughts go immediately to a few states: Iran, Russia, Syria, maybe China. A fair case could be made that India, at least under the current Modi government, is backing the RSS, a virulent anti-Muslim Hindu extremist bunch. What I would not expect you to come up with, by way of example, is Armenia. On this day in 1994, the metro system in Baku, capital of the relatively new Republic of Azerbaijan, out of the former Soviet Union, suffered a second attack in a year. See my earlier post on the other one. 13 people were killed and 42 wounded by a bomb. Authorities accused northern separatist groups and Armenian special services of conducting the attack. I don't know a lot about the Armenian intelligence agencies, never having had the pleasure of meeting with them over my 3+ decades in Canadian intelligence. It is true that Armenia and Azerbaijan were having issues over a disputed border area, one of many that came out of the dissolution of the Soviet footprint. But was it behind the attack? Who knows? The simple truth is that the vast majority of terrorist groups require neither state funds nor any other form of aid. They appear to do very well on their own, thank you very much. To my mind, state-sponsored terrorism will remain the outlier, not the dominant reality. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.